Hey, funny business listeners, before you guys jump into another red hot episode from the boys, I just wanted to jump on quickly. It's Caleb Holstein, co-founder of SquareX Innovations here. As Aussies, we love our coffee, and the Australian coffee scene has long been a global benchmark for quality and innovation. And now I'm pumped to introduce you to our best invention since the flat white, SquareX's first product deployment, GreenSquare. GreenSquare is a holistic ag tech software suite enabling coffee roasters and importers to take control of their largest product cost, green coffee. At SquareX, we're securing the digital future of the coffee supply chain and beyond. Enjoy the app.
Hello and welcome to Hot or Not, the best segment on the Funny Business Podcast. It's Friday. Oh my God, what a week. I can't believe it's nearly the end of the year, Rob. It is crazy, isn't it?
Oh, you're loving yourself sick still. You know, it's the first time I've seen you without your new hat for like 3 days.
People are loving it. I feel like I've been getting a few different looks in the city when I wore it yesterday. I feel like some people were looking around going, what is going on here? But yeah, I like it. It's a bit attention seeking.
It's a look at me hat.
Yeah, it's a little bit look at me, but I like it. What do you
reckon? What does it say? What does it say on the hat?
Make aliens great again. But then I'm thinking, like, it's cool now, but if I wear it for 3 years, do you reckon people are going to get over it?
Yeah. It's a good, mate, you've made a splash.
I feel like it's like a mohawk without committing to a haircut or anything.
Well, it is aggressive hat that's asking for attention. Yesterday, it got so much attention that the bird swooped down and it missed you and pecked me.
Yeah, and you were saying, oh my God. I was like, just chill out, bro. There's nothing there. And then there's nothing there. And then on the V-line home, I looked at your eye and there was something, a little nick under your little bag, your third bag under your eye.
I'm looking tired, am I?
No, you were yesterday.
Seriously.
You feel good now, though, don't you?
The bird pecked. I got pecked by a bird in the city on Wednesday, and I reckon we got swooped a couple of times, and never happened before until you bought that hat. And I feel like it's like almost, cause it's so red. It's a bit like the bulls, you know, the bulls get angry at the red.
I think they think it's like the nest or something that they can put it in their, I don't know, in
it was
their nest.
It was aggressive, but I copped it yesterday.
You were scared. Like, to be honest, I am scared of birds. That's a weird fear of mine that growing up, I got pecked a bit by magpies and shit because mum used to make me wear this like woolen hat. And it was just like, ever since then, I reckon I've had nightmares before I stopped having dreams about birds. 100%. Yeah, it was pretty hectic.
Well, I've been wearing my Peggy and Finn socks lately.
Oh.
And I tell you what, because you know I've been doubling up my socks.
Yeah.
And they are such a good compression.
You use them, don't you? You do two at once.
I do two at once, but I've been folding them down even more. And they're just, for someone who's had sore Achilles lately, the compression, the feeling of having my lower calf and Achilles compressed with the comfort of such like a silky smooth sort of sensation on my feet.
Yeah.
I feel like this is how royalty must feel.
So you it's like you've triple bagged it kind of thing.
Is
it really?
A little bit, yeah. It's just, I feel like I'm walking on cushions.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
You know what's good?
What?
That you bring in headlines to my show now because yours got scrapped the news and all the other stuff that we were doing, all the live. You were the lead anchor. You're the main host.
Kill my show.
And now you're just a little bit more control now because you got your little run sheet now and you can say, before we click record, you're actually going through and going, we're going to say this first and that. And
I go, hold on.
Let me introduce the show. Let's have a bit of a laugh first and then we can get into your serious stuff.
You killed my other shows and now you've given me a segment back on your show.
No, you killed your own shows.
People like the news.
Oh, I don't know. Did they?
They did.
When I did them, they liked it.
They didn't. But hey, you got to feel like a bit of a celebrity on at the South Melbourne market. You're loving yourself sick because Mac came up to us at the city, asked for a photo, saw her at South Melbourne. She was shocked at our diets as a nutritionist. She was absolutely shocked. And she sent a photo over to her partner, Jack, both big fans of the pod. And they love. I've seen the photo of them both wearing the Dream Big Social Club beanies. And it made our day. Made you smile and you were chuffed for the rest of the day by a mile.
I reckon she likes listening to the pod because she's like, when are these guys just going to, or when's Locke going to die kind of thing? Malnutrition. All Rob eats is Dim Sims now. And it's funny because you eat nice and healthy and at your home, you got all these ingredients and stuff. But on the Wednesday, you are a pig. It's like you don't eat, you fast for a Wednesday, don't you?
Is it acceptable to eat two fried dim sims at 8:50 a.m. from the Richmond Station tuck shop?
Is that
acceptable behaviour? Oh, I'm not sure.
I don't know.
They felt, I'm always willing to take the chance all the time, but those ones felt a bit more of a chance than normal.
Yeah, but
they were good. I trusted Richmond Station Tuck Shop.
Did you wake up feeling good today?
Yeah, I did actually.
Yeah. Well, what's on your list? What's
first up, because we've got a bunch of announcements. Obviously, we've announced the Sydney show, the live podcast up at Fishburners, 22nd, up in Sydney. So tickets are live. You can get that sort of stuff now. And hopefully,
we're pumped.
Hopefully, you've got this stuff done before this episode's gone out. But for those who can't make it to Sydney because you're stuck in Melbourne, well, it's your lucky day because the week later we're coming to Melbourne. You know, we're in Cremorne. We're coming to Melbourne. You know, you can say that because we're living down in Torquay, bro.
It's an hour on the train. I was thinking about it the other day. It's like literally like...
Well, you do live in Moorne Ponds. You can hear the trains leave from here in your station.
I live in Mount Dunedin on top of the mountain, bro. And I'm just looking down at everyone.
Fucking hell, man. I could throw a rock from Moorne Ponds Station to hit the top of your house.
Fuck off. But I'm excited about this party because it's going to be at... It's in Cremorne. It's in the community. We hear about this place and it's like, honestly, it's like a little Silicon Valley.
A little cult. Yeah, Cremorne. We're coming to the cult. Drink the Kool-Aid at the party. Don't stress about that. But hey, before we get into a little bit more about that, to stay up to date with all the things going on, plenty of events coming out, more events to be announced, the start of next year, probably this side of Christmas too.
Yeah. Look, we're not fucking around.
There's stuff going on. But hey, Dream Big Volume 2 of our newsletter went live this week too.
Yeah.
Syndicate Now is now live. So if you're looking to invest back into early stage startups at the pre-seed, the seed stage, get involved, register your interest. Where is the link? It's in the newsletter.
Yeah. I'll drop it in the description. That's what I do.
Hey, but it's in all the descriptions, yeah? Because I really want people to sign up if you haven't already.
No, I was thinking about it this morning. I need to start putting them in.
Hopefully.
So that's just a little look at you. Just got the lashes out and just put your hand out there. 5 lashes.
Hey, if you haven't done that yet, make that happen, you know? But seriously, if you're listening and you want to keep up to date with all the things going on, Funny Business, Dream Big, Social Club, parties that we're throwing, events that's going live, investment opportunities, and giveaways and prizes, it's all happening here on the Money Business Podcast, and it's Friday.
Does it sound too good to be true? It probably is.
Bring the energy, Dan. I was direct.
It was good. You had the ShamWow eye.
This week we launched, is this your show or my show? You killed the news, but I'm back.
Back from the dead.
Back from the dead, Julia.
Hey, speaking of Halloween, before we get into it, it was on the list before, and before we get into it, why I remember, you know, I got the short-term memory. The adults, they love dressing up, didn't they?
Oh, it was a bit aggressive, I thought.
What was happening there?
A lot of parents taking the attention.
Yeah, a little bit like, hey, I'm going to spend $600 on a costume.
You're just jealous that you didn't.
No one banged on my door, you know?
You're going to go as the Michelin man, huh?
I did. I actually, growing up.
The big marshmallow from Ghostbusters.
I actually I was about, I reckon, 8, 9, rolling around trick or treating in a G banger. Nothing but a G banger. Nine-year-old banger.
A Borat G string, was it?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So there you go. Not that good, is it?
That's how you get abducted by pedophiles,
isn't
it?
Yeah, a little bit. But did anyone bang on your door?
Lucky you're ugly, yeah?
I'll leave him.
Not him.
He's always survived.
Who said that thing? It's, what's the guy who hosts the Oscars? What's his name?
Oh.
The funny guy who does The Office in the UK.
Oh, Ricky Gervais, yeah.
He has a joke in one of the things where...
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about it.
Afterlife or something.
Tubby fucker.
Yeah, he says that to the kid. If I was a pedo, I wouldn't take you. some of the best content I've ever heard. But hey, this week we dropped Julia Kay from The Great Rap and Ben Fistra from Zella. Two banging guest episodes of, first of all, Julia Kay doing something massively different with her hubby Jordan. Out in Tulla Marina in our hood. So
you got Dyson Heppel rolling around running laps and you got The Great Rap just doing some things. That's a good spot to be, isn't it?
Aussie manufacturing, making it big on the big stage.
They got a good
kebab
shop down there too.
There's plenty happening airport where shops, don't worry about that. Ben Fistra, the Usain Bolt of fintechs, you know.
That was fastest your line too. That
fastest
was your
line. Unicorn in history. In
Australian history, yeah. Whatever. I don't know. I had to Google it to make sure.
Sounds like a good set. We've already said it now.
Yeah, I think it's just true, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was a good episode. Honestly, we got some ripping feedback. And to be honest, I can't believe the scope of what Ben's building. It's pretty crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, that's a big operation. It's big.
Lots of stuff happening. It's busy.
Yeah. Like, what do you
know when people say...
Barracks are West Coast, that must be stressful.
People say you can't be busy. Like, I'm looking at him and go, fuck, he's busy.
He's busy.
Because he's got a lot of... Busy for me is like... I've got to look after some responsibility of stuff. I'm accountable for things, so by default, I feel busy because
I've got things to do.
I've got deadlines, I've got things to do, I've got things on my plate. There's stuff on my to-do list all the time. Even when I tick it off, there's more by the end of the day.
I reckon just defer responsibility.
Yeah.
Keep deferring that responsibility. But big hot or not to get into this week, and I'm excited. Are you excited?
Hey, it's your show, mate. I'm just
You're just trying to steal it.
Just trying to hear, bring some energy into a different segment, you know?
I am. Look, we've got plenty of stories coming at you hot. Don't worry about that. Hey, big thanks to Simone Torrey. Good suggestions. Didn't make the list this week.
good start.
Chris GW didn't make the list this week. He's got a couple of good ones. Oh, I just feel like they're so good ones.
It's just funny when you the way you say it. I love when you hear
Dylan Caton didn't make the list this week.
You cut.
Oh, Shreddy Eddie did make the list this week.
Good stuff, mate. Yeah. You're the 22 this week.
Kay Hicks, she did make the list this week.
There you go. Yeah, there good you stuff, go. Mum.
Dan Remy, one suggestion, made the list.
Good stuff.
See, it's the quality, isn't it? It's the quality. It's hard because a lot of these ones we've done before, so the ones that aren't missing it, we've done them. It's just, fuck.
I appreciate the suggestions, yeah.
Fiona Marie Mraz didn't make the list this week. A couple of suggestions.
Bit spicy, didn't make it. Trying to get us cancelled.
Ruben Jamison did not make the list this week. I think that's the first time he's done it too, so he might be a little bit discouraged, but hopefully the shout-out will just repair that damage. Richie Mel. What has he got? Nah, didn't make the list. None of his ones made the list. He sent in a few suggestions too. Sorbet Weather. He made the list. Don't worry about that. Thank you very much. Alexander Horton made the list. Well done.
Hey, good stuff.
CG Spaceman doing some good things at Checkmate. Don't worry about that. He made the list. Nicole Lamb didn't make the list because it didn't make it. Lindley Harrell. Made the list. And Briar Mercer laid the list. Brie Mercer.
I hope people who put the suggestions in like really feel like it's an achievement to make the list.
Did I go?
And we're not biased.
Yeah, we're not biased.
If we don't like it, you don't make it.
Yeah, you know.
It's not because we don't like you. We like that you send suggestions in, but
it's not personal. Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm trying to say it's not personal. Don't get disheartened. Just continue to
throw it out there. Yeah, improve. Yeah. Learn from Sorbet Weather. You know?
Your best didn't cut it today.
Oh, that's harsh. But you know what's not harsh? Well, no, it is harsh because it was the death of Chandler Bing. What's his name? Matthew Perry. And the first suggestion is rewatching Friends. So that was sad, wasn't it?
It was a bit sad. But we've been talking about it this week. He looked a bit weathered, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. It looks like if I don't stop eating 3 Calippos a night, that's what I'm going to be.
But that's all right.
Yeah.
Because we were saying when we caught up with Chris, our business partner, that's at least 20 years for you.
Yeah.
You're a workhorse for at least the next 20. And if you have to.
Have another V, bro. Just get it done.
If I find you to spar at 55, at least you've had a good life, you know? I was going to say, rewatching Friends, not hot.
You're never a fan of Friends, are you?
It's a bit lackluster to me.
Just not your humour, is it?
No, not really.
Why? You don't like it when friends are having fun and there's a bit of social connection. You're like, what is that?
It's a bit like Bold and the Beautiful a little bit.
Yeah, a bit too dramatic for you.
A bit too like...
That's not real. I felt like it was super relatable.
It's just not for me.
Who was your favourite character though when you did watch it?
Maybe Joey.
Yeah.
He was funny.
Yeah, you see yourself in a bit of Joey, really, don't you? Yeah. Charisma.
I did like what's his name, Matthew Perry.
You're more like
Matthew
Ross.
Perry who died?
Yeah.
I liked him as a character. He was funny too, Chandler.
Yeah.
But not really. Like, I'm not desperate to go rewatch it. I know that your Friends is something that you've probably watched. How many episodes?
I reckon I've probably seen about five times around all of them. And to be honest, I like it. It's harder to watch it now. It's easier now that he's died, and it's a bit different now because you know he's dead. But before that, it was a bit harsh watching it for the fourth time and stuff. So I stopped watching it. But over the years, I reckon Ross is the best character.
Yeah.
Because you realize life gets a bit hard, and the way he deals with things is funny. But rewatching Friends, I think, is hot. Anyway, look
I
at
think
you.
Not hot.
All right, next on the list.
I'm not a Friends fan. You know, we've done Friends hot or not before, but not rewatching Friends. It's not hot for me.
Yeah. All right. Next on the list, community Facebook pages. Hot or not?
Not hot for me.
Not.
Yeah.
Bullshit. You love stalking the pages. You were saying, I wonder what's happening in Armstrong Creek today. What burglary is happening?
Oh, yeah. Like, hang on. Can I change my mind?
Yeah, you can change your mind.
Hot.
You're a community stalker.
I haven't
been
doing it as much lately, but I was on it
for
a while.
That was your thing, wasn't it?
I was like, fuck, I'm looking at these things. The house get broken into every night. You know, there's four houses in my same block that get knocked on. I'm outside with a cricket bat going, am I going to have to?
Everyone complains on there, don't they?
Yeah, it's too much. But I think it's a good thing.
Yeah. It's good to know what's going on. It's good. It's like Facebook for the people who live around your streets and that. And when you see something going on, you look on the page and you're like, I wonder if anyone else
is. You got special rules in your place. You have to have a certain amount of plants or something. Yeah, it's like
21 plants or something. You're trying to dob me in.
I can't wait to dob you in. I'm going to put some posts on there. I've driven past his house. He actually doesn't have 21 plants in his front yard.
Hashtag eyesore.
Yeah. Can you point me in the right direction to talk to the local council? How can I get someone out here to inspect this? Give them a fine. I'm going to say community pages are hot, but people need to just chill a bit.
Yeah. But to be honest, I like it when people just let off the leash.
Yeah, it's funny too. You know, sometimes it's funny.
Watching people just not give a fuck.
I like hearing about snakes now. I like when people say, oh, there's snakes here or something's been... Like, that's interesting. Thank you for keeping me informed.
Yeah, that's fear, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm clicking the fear once.
I freaked out a little bit about the snakes around here.
Yeah.
You're so close to the end, man. I wouldn't be surprised you got snakes in your backyard.
Oh, there's snakes everywhere, bro. Yeah, you know.
Yours so close, man. I'd be nervous. No, look at you.
I put the retaining walls in myself, mate. Nothing's coming in.
Yeah, but don't put your hands down there now. That's what I'm saying. There's a bit of a gap. It's a good home for snake.
Did you know that in our lifetime, or I think maybe in our year, we swallow 7 spiders in our sleep?
Thanks for the shit stat.
I'm going to say hot too. I like knowing what's going on. I like perving on the community.
Yeah.
From a distance.
Yeah, we know you're a bit of a digitally, perv, mate.
Digitally.
digital perv.
I'm a digital perv. Neighborhood watch.
Settle down, Chester.
The investor. Shoes off on the plane. What do you reckon? Hot or not? Do you take them off?
No, I think people who fart in the plane, shoes off and just smelly, all that sort of stuff.
Depends on if you got slides or something on, take them off.
Yeah. I like to have my feet really tight on a plane because I get the bad circulations. So they fucking blow up.
What? So you just wrap it up as tight as you can?
I like to wear stuff. Otherwise, my ankles get swollen. I get swollen feet, you know?
Yeah, really? So you triple sock it?
Not triple. I just two's fine. Two's acceptable.
People going, why is he like quadruple socking it?
I'm already wearing two today, as mentioned at the start of this episode.
That's crazy, isn't it?
You know, just try it, man.
Do you get more wear out of it or not?
I don't know.
Yeah. Thanks to Peggy and Finn. you're loving it.
What do you mean? I just wear two socks, two pairs.
What are you even talking about? Shoes off on the plane. Have you ever done that?
Not that I can remember. I haven't been on many planes lately, but I don't think so. Smelly feet, other things, confined spaces. Smells,
you're worried about smells, hygiene, travel. Aren't you?
Yeah, I don't like. I'm a hygiene, not a freak, but in those environments, I don't want anyone else's germs.
It's already like compressed air.
Fuck
and shit
everyone
anyway.
Else.
Yeah.
And their germs.
Yeah. You're a germaphobe a bit, aren't you?
In a tight space like that, I don't want to sneeze and cough.
What if someone put their shoes off next to you and you didn't know them? Would you say anything?
Put them back on.
No, yeah. And it stunk. Would you say anything?
Hey, would you mind putting your fucking shoes back on?
You would not say that,
your
bro.
Your feet stink.
You think you're so tough. You just sit there and complain.
I just get to the end of the point. Oh, that was disgusting. This guy. Just bitch complain.
All right. Next on the list, meeting booths. Hot or not? Booths.
You like the ones where you get to like close. Have you had an office? Been in an office where you get the little like telephone booths and that?
No, not really. We actually went and saw Dalton Henshaw the other day actually, and went into his office, which is crazy. And he had meeting booths straight up the front. It was actually crazy, wasn't it? It was a good setup.
I like the booths.
Yeah,
big fan. We had them at a lot of the different places, especially when you have a work. When there's a lot of people, maybe like...
Yeah, when you're doing a bit of change management, you're trying to get some people in and say, hey, I love what you're doing, but it could be better.
You've got enough
Let's
people
go
in
the
office
meeting
booth. Booths, it's interesting.
Yeah.
At least it's somewhere different to sit.
And is that where people have
change some, of environment, you know?
I just feel like in an office, I hated being on the phones, everyone on the phones in the same room and shit. I felt real awkward. So having like different areas where you can shoot down to, I think, is a good thing.
The meeting booth, that's sort of what looked like the set where most of the people were presenting at the South by Southwest event.
Look at that little hint of sarcasm there. Look at you.
It was like, hey, are there any windows in there? How many people fit in that meeting booth?
You know what? You're coming across like a bit jelly that we didn't get a
opportunity. I didn't realize it was $600 a ticket.
$1,600.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was considering going without even looking at the prices. And now I found out what it was and seen some things on whatever. Meeting booths.
Look at you.
Meeting booths.
Derailed.
Meeting booths hot.
Yeah, it can't get any hotter, I don't reckon. Next on the list, slicked hair. Do you like it?
Oh, I feel like, I don't know. I'd love to hear from you because someone who
hasn't flicked their hair in a while.
Do you miss slicking it? Would you like to slick? I know you used to have to straighten it to the last little bit of, until it all fell out.
I fried it, yeah. I put the muck in and then I put the straightener through it. So I just burnt the muck through the hair and just destroyed it. But it was the best thing about me for a little while there, my hairdo. It was hot, but slicked hair, never really had it. It was never in style when I was like, had hair. You know, maybe as a kid, mum would have slicked it back or something and that was a style, but nothing that I could control, you know what I mean? I think it looks good on people now, certain people. It can look greasy on others, you know. Sometimes you're like, it's just too put together and that slick, it just throws it over. But
it's a bit oily,
isn't it? But it can polish up some other people. It can polish up some snakes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm with you there.
What do you think? You got a new haircut lately and one of your suggestions from your mum was Rob's new haircut. We should have made the list, but we're talking about it now, so I hope she's happy. What do you think of your new haircut? Because you feel like you found your new style.
I'm just trying to, just for now. You know, I've someone who, I've had short hair before in the past. I've had long hair.
Beards and 5 o'clock shadows. And what do you think is your best look at the moment?
I don't really know if I have one.
I think you're sitting at it now. I reckon that looks good.
You don't
good.
Like this with long hair. I think sometimes you like it better.
No, I liked it when you had it really long and you had the little mo and you thought you were the paddle pop lion and you're this surfer boy and... You know, Xavier Rudd, how good's that?
Xavier
you
know, Rudd.
Put the listened. Pearl necklace slick on. Back, I think slick back, Jack Johnson.
I think slick back hair is okay.
Tell me about your hair, slick. Though.
I was just happy to have it a bit short. I feel like it's nice not to have to think too much about it. I said when I cut my hair originally, the thought of having that such long hair that I couldn't have a shower before bed because it'd be wet.
Yeah.
It'd be wet for like 6 hours. Mm. Or I'd have to dry it. It's too long, too much hair, too much thinking.
So maintainment wise, that's
not this even is so right. easy.
Yeah.
Okay, it's probably easier than maintaining your hair.
Honestly, yeah, I shave probably every second day in the shower.
There's stuff to do.
Every second day with a razor in the shower with some blunt disposables. Just
blunt disposables.
I've done it that long now. It's an art. If it's like, even if it's like, you know, it's got that rust on it, I can still manage to cut the hair.
Well, any cuts on the head?
Not anymore. Honestly, rarely.
Really?
Yeah, rarely. Yeah. Anyway, slicked hair. Don't really care, but it looks hot on some people. So I'm going to say hot.
I reckon you should start wearing wigs.
Bringing them into fashion.
Yeah, just little pieces, hat pieces.
Like hair pieces. The people in the courtrooms and stuff.
Yeah.
Or just like proper like long blonde hair and shit.
Well, I feel like with everything else going on in the world, you're not allowed to question anything else. Yeah, you know, like you can do whatever about? You want and you can just say, no, this is my hair.
This is my, no, that's offensive, mate.
It's offensive, yeah.
Are you saying I'm bald? Surely there's a thing around that, isn't
there? I don't know. Hey, start the movement.
Start the movement. All right, next on the list, we've got speed cameras. Is that hot or is that not? What are you going to say? You feel like this is a personal one for you.
I don't know. I feel like it's a...
They're out to get you.
A little bit.
That's why the community Facebook groups, speed camera ones and that.
I like when
people complain about it. Thanks for telling me.
I feel bad. I feel bad because it's like those... The deaths on the road. Oh, yeah, for sure. Thing, you know what I mean? Yeah. Horrible thing. And I just... It feels like in the world that we've had in the last little bit and what we saw with police over lockdown and just the way it's all sort of...
Close down roads, funnel of people in, and
close down the roads and push them towards the speed cameras, and then change the signs a little bit and sit behind a tree so you get them just before. It's like, all right, the ones that are just embedded on the freeway and that, I like them.
Yeah, me too.
Because
yeah.
that's keeping the freeway in check.
Yeah,
but if you're hiding behind a bush
and illegally parked
at the end of the hill and trying to get
with potholes everywhere all over the road. Hey, my tires are fucked.
Oh, that was the part that drove me nuts. Yeah,
that's where you just went berserk.
There was a period there when I was living in Hudson Street.
Yeah.
They had a lot of trucks coming down this road and there were potholes like 1x1 meters. They were huge. The biggest potholes I've ever seen. People almost driving around them on the freeway on 80 to get past them.
Yeah.
And they didn't fix them for like a month.
Yeah.
But they were parking on the side of the road behind the tree. They were parking one of those speed cameras in the parked car.
Yeah.
These fuckers, bro, fix the road. Don't fine me for trying to drive around the pothole.
That's probably going to cause more accidents because they're going to try and swerve around and then incoming traffic. Yeah. Like, you're idiots.
I don't know, prioritisation.
And put a few lights down that road, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that was in the crazy. Dark, yeah. That was actually quite crazy.
Whatever. Speed cameras, hey, it's
good bitching on a podcast.
Not for me.
All right, next on the list, carrying a wallet. Hot or not?
You have this. You have the Velcro wallet. You like to keep all the receipts in there. A bit thick in your back pocket. You like to sit on it.
You don't have a receipt for that, mate. It's like a dollar mint, bro.
How often do you leave it on the seat? You've been leaving it on the seat.
It falls out. Depends on what pants or whatever I'm wearing. Yeah, sometimes it falls out. Yeah, that's actually quite scary when I look at it. Like even going to the footy sometimes, I used to put it in my back
pocket.
People
just pinch it.
And then I was like, because I don't know, a few cool people were doing it. I'm like, maybe that's the style. I'll try it. And then I left it at the footy once and had to run back and luckily it was still there and on this V-line and that. Sometimes it slipped out the pocket. So I'm like...
It's embarrassing.
Maybe I just secure the goods, you know? Yeah. Put it in the backpack or something, bro.
Yeah, you don't have to be... You know,
but I hate the feeling of big pockets and shit. Like I used to love wearing the tight denim shorts and you could see what was in my pockets, bro, because I just put everything down there.
See the outline of your pack.
Not really.
Not much, yeah.
Not much, bro.
What's that?
Had the satin boxes on, slipping down the sides. But
I reckon Not hot. I haven't done it for a while. I got the cards.
You have the card behind you, think?
I got the phone case. It's been the best change up for me that I've had.
Yeah. But you never have to pay cash for anything, do you?
Not usually.
No, there you go. Yeah. But if you did, where would you put it?
In my pocket.
Just loose in your pocket. Loose in my pocket. See, that's not secure. You're kidding, aren't you?
Yeah, I do it so infrequently that...
Yeah, it's not a big deal. Not a big deal. You probably got your hand in there covering it.
Yeah, I'm holding it. I might hold it just clenched in my fist. I've got the white, the white knuckles. Yeah, 20.
Yeah, you got the 50 between your Ben Fister. carrying a wallet, I still don't mind it. It's a good thing to do, I think. Just keep old traditions alive. All right, next on the list, couples who work together. What do you reckon? Kay and her hubby, Geordie, at the Great Rap, they do it. Do you reckon you could do it?
You and Tars could do it?
I don't think so, no.
No?
No.
Why? Because you don't think she'd be impressed with your work ethic?
Yeah, probably. I just think it's just a lot.
Yeah?
It's just a lot. But I feel like for some people, they could probably use that as an advantage, like Julia talked about.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just feel like it depends on what it would depend on what it would be.
How would you go constructive being just like...
Could you be able to get more jobs done because you're there all the time? You spend so much time together. So it's like you get stuff done. But I feel like we do that too.
Yeah, yeah.
We're like a married couple.
I'm just asking, would you
Would
you and Tiles be productive?
Would you and Em be productive?
I don't think so, no.
No. Why? Yeah. Why?
I just don't. We're a pretty good team. We're a good team.
She doesn't listen anyway.
Yeah, Em's a good team.
You can just say whatever. Work-wise, just know I might get back to her, you know.
Yeah, work-wise, I'm not sure, you know.
Yeah. We'll just leave it at that.
Hey, not hot for me.
You, not I hot. Like that.
I need a bit of separation.
All right, next on the list, pet fish. This is from Kathy Hicks, a nice little innocent one from her.
Pet fish. I had pet fish as a kid, and I tried to have them again when I was maybe 20 or whatever. And I bought a fish tank in that. And
what?
I went and bought a fish tank.
In your bedroom? This.
I wanted
something for the girls to look at when they're sitting on the end of your bed, bored as.
I wanted a fish. I went and got them, bought the fish tank, bought all the things, went to the shop, bought like two big goldfish and like five of the little ones or whatever.
Named them. What were their names?
I don't know. I was like, and then I read on the pack.
I don't know.
I read on the back of the pack of the filter.
Don't put in the kettle.
No, it was like run for 24 hours before you put the.
Yeah. You just put them in straight away.
And I was like, well, fuck, I know you meant to put the
fish in. I didn't buy them. I'm putting them in now.
I was like, it's already set up. I'm going out, like footy training or something.
What the fuck am I going to do? Leaving it in a bag on
the sink. I was like, that can't be true.
That can't be true.
I was like, well, what's the worst that could happen? So I got the fish and I waited done. And I acclimatized. I had them in the bag still while they floated so you get them used to the water temperature.
Yeah.
And then I put them in the water.
How long?
I let that part was normal, like an hour or whatever.
Yeah.
And I turned the filter on before I went to bed. Yeah. And then when I woke up, bro, all the fish were upside down.
What happened?
And then I was honestly, I was one of those few things where I was like, I was devastated. I was like, I'm a murderer.
Yeah,
I killed him. Yeah. And then I went back to the pet shop.
Yeah,
told him what happened.
Yeah,
and said, hey man, I want some more fish. And he the 14-year-old at the pet barn goes, I think you should go back and pH quality your water before you buy any more fish. He wouldn't sell me any more fucking goldfish.
I was like blacklisted.
So I went home and I was like, I just fucking tipped the water out and put the fish tank in Dad's shed and that was it.
That's it.
That was it. And fish lasted a day.
That's it for you.
That was it. Never had fish again.
That's insane, isn't it?
Alice has fish. My mum and dad have fish.
It always feels weird around that. Like that feeling of like, I don't know. It just feels like even a fly, it couldn't escape my house and it's dead and I'm sort of struggling. I'm like, what am I going to do?
Yeah. Well, have you had fish?
No, I don't think so. I'm trying to remember as a kid. Maybe, I don't know. Can't remember though, so don't have any stories.
Not hot then.
Moving on, not hot. All right, last on the list, Singles Day. So Shreddy Eddie put this in and just said, apparently there's this thing called Singles Day and it's one of the biggest days of the year, online e-commerce sales and all that sort of stuff. I've never heard of it before.
Singles, never heard of it.
Singles Day, opposite of Valentine's Day.
Ah, have so you heard it's like of it buy before? Yourself something because it's
Let a, me just you're single. It.
People are good at marketing, aren't they? Mm. They get people to believe anything, to jump onto some hype, to treat themselves and pay money for something.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah, another
Consumerism.
Day.
Consumerism.
Are we meant to celebrate with something? Are we meant to give someone flowers or what's is there?
It's Saturday the 11th of November, Singles Day. So there
the
you go.
The way we're going, me and you'll be.
Well, it's like a shopping day. What would that be? Like vibrators and stuff, wouldn't it? Going off.
Don't know.
Batteries.
Batteries.
That's pretty crazy, isn't it? Singles Day. So they can all celebrate by themselves.
Yeah, I guess so.
Is that what they do?
Oh, it's weird.
So what are you going to say? Hot or not? I feel like everyone should get a day.
Yeah.
Everyone should get a day.
Have a day. I feel like there's a lot of days. You can always
just have a day. Yeah, but align with one of the days.
Align with one of the days already out there. Huh? You know, there's every day. Every day there's like, if you go list on the things, what day is it today of some fucking announcement? There's like five different things. Oh, today's obscure relative day, you know?
Obscure relative day.
Go and reach out to all your second cousins.
It's donut day.
It's donut day. Oh, we didn't need donuts.
It's paint your fence day.
Oh, wow.
It's brush your teeth day.
It's a bit like that.
Do you like that or not?
And then all the businesses just get behind it, and if you don't get behind it, you get punished. Oh, you don't support this, you know? Why don't you support it? Fuck, I don't know what day it is.
Wear a hoodie day. Oh, denim on denim day.
Anyway, hey, if you've been listening and you love the Funny Business Podcast, it would go do a lot for us and it would go a long way if you should just share this episode with a friend. Hit that share button. Hit one of the guest episode buttons. Share it. People have been sharing their stories lately, posting on LinkedIn, all that sort of good stuff.
Send us money if you want.
Send us money. No, but hey, if you've got this far, please sign up to the Dream Big newsletter on Beehive. Link should be in the show description. Lock's done his job right.
I'll be on that.
And this is not my show.
And you've changed author and stuff to Dream Big when you've been authoring. You've been authorizing. I've been authorizing. You've been writing some stuff. I want people to know that it's you because you're good.
I didn't want to take the
credit.
I didn't want to credit it just to being like, it's my project. It's our project.
It's our project, but you're doing a lot of the heavy lifting at the moment. A lot of the words at the moment. So that's why you're trying to get them into this funnel, because you're like, you can listen to me. I've got some good thoughts.
I'm just saying, you can keep up to date. We got the live podcast in Sydney. We got a live event in Melbourne. There's another event that's going to be launching in January. We've got a syndicate that's gone live. You know, we've got a bunch of startups that we're working with doing crazy
stuff. So much
stuff
going on, so it's hard to just make one big moment, isn't it?
We've had guests like Julia Kay and Ben Fisher this week, and the Dream Big newsletter's gone out twice already. You know, like...
And next week's guest, Unreal, Rory Kent, Young Gun of Wine.
Making me sick.
Oh, another cracking episode from the Funny Business Boys. Caleb Holstein, co-founder of SquareX Innovations here, just wanted to jump on and give you guys a quick update. SquareX is currently open for investment. If you're interested in learning more about what we do at SquareX and want to get involved in the digital future of agricultural supply chains, reach out to me via LinkedIn, or you can reach out to the Dream Big Social Club team and join us securing the digital future of the coffee supply chain and beyond.